Iran, that Ayin Ches, Amid Beis, middle of the Amid, Amar Rav Hanina, Hasheisek, Almanas, Lemekat, Meifa. A person was Sheisek, he heard his wife's neder, and he kept quiet. And the reason why he kept quiet, the reason why he wasn't made for the neder, was Almanas Lemekat. He wanted to chepper with her. He wanted to anger her. He wanted that she should be under the impression that he's going to be Mekayim the neder. Maybe that will teach her a lesson that she should stop making the dorim. But he had no intentions to be Mekayim the neder. Eventually, he held he's going to be made for the neder. But Al-Koponim, he wanted that she should be under the assumption that he's going to be Mekayim the neder. And that's why he's being quiet. Ashesik Almanas Lemekat, Meifa, Afilu Mikan Va'ad Yud Yomet. He could be Meifa 10 days later. His shtika was not a hakome. He had no intentions of being making the nether. So he could be Meifa whenever he wants. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, we have been learning Keseda that a person, an oris, has a mukbal dikis man to be made from the dorim. Yom shamay, the day he hears the neder, that's the day he's bekayach to be made for. When that day passes, he loses the koyach hafor. So what is the svar of Rav Hanina? So I saw in Mishnas Rabaren, Rabaren says, Rav Hanina did not hold this. Rav Hanina held that there's no such thing that he is mugbal, there's only one day to be made. He could be made for as long as he wants. Now, normally, when he shoysik, the shtika is a hakome. So therefore, if he was making the neder, so then he can't be made for anymore. But if his shtika was almenas lemeket, so memele, so he can be made for whenever he wants. Let us see the Ran. The Ran had a different gears than that. Rab Hanina, Rab Yechanan, around 8 lines from the bottom. Omer Rab Yechanan, Hashoisek Almenas Lemekat, Kedei Lahaknit Ishtoi, to anger his wife, Shetei Svuro, that she should be under the impression, Shedatoi Lekayim the Dora, he wants to be Mekayim Honedor. Vuhu ene miskaven lekach, that is not his intention. Ela sheyofa lo lacha mikach. He has an intent to be made for later. So Rab Yechanan hold that it is not considered a hakomas haneder, and therefore he can be made for whenever he wants. Mosiv Rav, so Rav asked Akashe on Rab Hanina. We had learned, Amosai Omru Meisa Baal Nisroikno Rishus Lo'o. The halacha is that a Orus and a Ov by a Nara are Meifel Beshutfes. That means before, when a Nara is Beshus Ovio, that he could be made for Honedorin. If she became an Arusa, so they're made for Beshutfes. If the others died, so the father takes over the Rishus of the Oris, and he can again be made for Hanedorim alone. So it says in the Baraisa as follows, Amosai Omru Meisa Baal Nisroikno Rishus Lo'o. When do we say this halacha that if the Baal, the others die, so the father takes, her father takes over his rishus and he's made for a law. 3 cases. Case number 1, Bizman Shaloi Shoma Habal. He had never heard of the neder. So then when he dies, the father is made for. Case number 2, Oishe shoma v'shosak. That means he had heard of the nether, and he was quiet. And really, umeis by bayoim is going on this case. Umeis by bayoim, that means he had heard of the nether. He wasn't as yet mekayim the nether. And he died by bayoim. So there's no hakome. So also, the ov is nisraik the lirushus ha'ov. Oishe shoma v'hofer. Or, it is speaking about a third case that the Oris was made for the nether, and this Taran says before, you don't need meis by bayoim. He was made for the nether, let us say Sunday, and he died Monday. So in these three cases, the Ov, when the Oris dies, he never heard the nether, or he died b'yom shamay, or he was mefer, and he died the next day. Is nisroitno l'rshus ha'ov, so the ov is mefer the nether alone. Avol shama v'kiyim, but what is if the oris had heard of the nether, then he was making the nether, he was mekayim the nether. Oishe shama v'shosak umeis b'yom shalachol. Or he had heard the nether, and he died the next day. Ein yochel lohofer. He cannot be meifer anymore. So the father can't be meifer, because there's no din nisroikno. If the oris was making the nether, so then the father can't be meifer. The whole din nisroikno is only if the oris was not meifer, was not making the nether. So the oris wasn't making the nether, so the ov is b'mokim ha'oris. But if the oris was making the nether, we have here two cases, or shoma v'kayim, oishe shoma v'shosak umeis b'yoim shel achov, ein yochel lohofer. So the Gemara is wondering, what is the second case, shoma v'kayim, oishe shoma v'shosak umeis b'yoim shel achov, ein yochel lohofer. My love, b'shoisik al menas lemeike. It's speaking about that the Orus had heard of the nether, and he was shoisik al menas lemeike. And we see that also there's no din nisroikma, so we see that it is considered a hakomet. Now, why did the Gemara assume that it is speaking about that shosak al menas lemeike? Because it says tam. Shoma v'shosak, it doesn't say any reason why he was shoisik. So it seems afilu he was shoisik al menas lemeikat. It's also considered like a hakomet, and the ov cannot be made. There's not in this reikon, and the ov can't be mefer. So we have here a stira to Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina said a shoisik al menas lemeikat is not considered a hakomet, and he could be mefer after 10 days if he wanted to. So why isn't there a din of nisroikma? Let us see the Ran. Eimesai omru meisa baal nisroikma rishus lo'o pirashtiyo lemailo. Mailav b'shoisik al menas lemeket. Tekiven de posik v'toni shoma v'shosak hu meis b'yoim shalacho. It says, stamp. Shoma v'shosik meis b'yom shalachot ein yochel lohofer, so the ov cannot be mefer. Kol shtike b'mashme, so it seems to include every shtike, afilu al menas lemeikat. Alme hach shtike nami mikayemes. So we see shosak al menas lemeikat, it's also mikayem. It's also called a hekel. Now, I would like to mention one ha'ore, which we will see as the sugya progresses. He started off by saying from Rabaran, Zechenu Lebroche, that Rabaran is Moira, we are accustomed to learn that if Yom Shamoi passes by, he loses the Koyach HaFor. That's how we had learned till now. So he was Moira and Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina says, Ashoise Kamanas Lameikad, he could be Mefer after 10 days. He lost the Koyach HaFor. He could only be Mefer Yom Shamoi. So he says, Rav Chanina does not hold of this Yisoy. Rav Chanina holds there's no such thing that a person is Mugba can only be made for one day. No, the din of Yom Shoma is because we assume he was making the Neder. But if he was Shaisik, why was he quiet? For some he was making the Neder. But if he was Shaisik, I'm a Nasla Meikat. So it's not a Hakomet. So therefore, he could be made for 10 days later. So then Rav Aaron says as follows. Fine. So this is Rav Chanina, a big Chiddush. But the Chachomim, we could assume, the Chachomim hold, that the reason Hashoisik Amenas Lemekat, you cannot be Mefer, is because he lost the Yom Shomai. He only has one day to be Mefer, and he lost that day. So he says, that is true, but that's not the reason they're chaylik on Rav Chanina. The Chachamim hold that a shaysik al menas lemeket is considered a hakomet. Besides, he lost the din of Yom Shamoi, it is considered a hakomet. And this we see right away now from the Lashon of the Ram. The Ram says over here that it says, Kol shtike b'mashme, afilo amenas lemeikat, alme hach shtike nami mikayemes. It's called a hakome. Not that he lost the koyach afore, no, it's a kiyu, hakome. And then Rav Aaron says, and I just the Bichas Avrom also says the same cheshbon, he says, we have to say this. Because let's look again, in this Beraisa, we have in the Reisha of the Beraisa, it says three cases that you do say Nisroikno. Now, the middle case is speaking about, the last case is speaking about Sheshoma Vohofer Umeis. And we mentioned before, the Ran says it is speaking about, he did not die the day of the Hafore, he died the next day. And there's a din of Nisroikno. So, Frekt Rav Aaron, let us understand, the Hafore that the Oris had made, let's say the Oris was made for the Neder Sunday, he died Monday. We had learned in the sugya before, the minute the Oris dies, it's bottle his hafora. Whatever he had done becomes bottle, if he died. Now, there's a din of Nisroikna, that the father takes over the koyach of the Oris. Frekt Rav Aaron, a pertinent question, but the Oris, today when he died, is no more bekoyach to be made for, it's not Yom Shomai anymore. The Oris heard yesterday the Neder. The Oris was made for yesterday. Yesterday's Hafora is bottle. Fine. But today he doesn't have a Koyach Hafora anymore in the Neder because it's La'acha Yom Shomoi. So why is there a Din Nisroikma? Zogt Rav Aaron, so we see from this, doesn't matter if it's La'acha Yom Shomoi of the Oris, since it's the Yom Shomoi of the Ov, Kepen Nishton. So we see by the din of Nisroikna, you don't need Yom Shomai of the Oris, as long as it's the Yom Shomai of the Yom. So Zogt Rav Aaron, so let's go to the safe of the Baraisa. Shoisik al menas lemeket, if we'll say the only reason is, Shoisik al menas, it's not called the Hakome, no, it's le'ach Yom Shomai, La'ache yom shomoy of the others, geit mir nicht on, if it's the yom shomoy of the others, why don't you say nischoikna? So we see that the chelkim of Avchanina hold, shoysik al menas lemeikin, it's called the hakameh. And that's these two cases over here. And that's the machloikis between Rav Chanina and the Chelkim of Rav Chanina. And Rove, that Shoysik Amenas Lemeikat is considered a Hakomet. So Memele, that's the Kashe on Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina said that what? Rav Chanina said that it's not called the Hakomet. And we see from the Berais it is called the Hakomet. That's the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara answers, no, like, that's not the case. The case is, Shoysik Amanas Lemeikat is not called the Hakomet. And therefore, if that would be the case, there would be a Dinis Reikna. Loi b'shoysik amenas l'kayim. It is speaking about, now here the Ran says, Taich shoysik amenas l'kayim means, that he was mekayim b'liboy. He was mekayim b'liboy the day that he heard it. He was mekayim et b'liboy. And akoma b'leiv hava akoma. So memele, so there's no kash in Rav Chanina. You said shosak umeis b'yom shalachov is speaking about shosak amanas lemeika. No, it's speaking about shosak amanas lekayim. He was mekayim the neder. Let us see the Ram. Loi b'shoysik amanas lekayim. Sheyei aneder mekuyim bekach. Kloima shekimoy beliboy. He was mekayim et beliboy. So the Gemara asks, Ihochi hainu oy shoma vikiyim. So bezoyit shoma vikiyim. So why is it, so this is mamish, you're repeating the same case. Either was Mekayim Bepeh, or he was Mekayim Belev, and Akoma Belev Hava Akoma. So the Gemara, so Zakash and Rab Chanina, your teres is not a good teres. So the Gemara answers, Elo b'shoysik stam. It is speaking about a person who is shoysik stam, and a person who is shoysik stam, this is called the Hakome Afilo according to Rav Chanina. A person was quiet, there's no reason why he was quiet. He just was quiet. He knew about the Neder and he was Shoysik. That is called the Hakome. That is called the Hakome. Really, the Teretz before, when the Gemara said it's speaking about Shoysa Kamanas Lakayim, we have to understand why they say Umeis B'yoyim Shalacho. Lachayre, if he was Mekaymet Beliboy, if he could die the same day. Basic Nish. It's a different kasha. About Kaponim, but now it's speaking about Shoysik Stam. Shoysik Stam is called the Hakom. Now let us see the Ram. Zokte Ram. Loi b'shoysa kibnas l'kayim, shi yineda mekuyim bekach, kloima shekayim ebelibet. Aine de pachinin ehochi, aine shoma v'kayim. So that's called shoma v'kayim. He was mekayim the neda beliboy. So first he said it was mekayim the pib, then it was mekayim beliboy. V'loi domi hai shoysa kamanas l'kayim da oma hoche, L'shoysik amanas l'kayim demrina l'kamon. Later, the Mosk also going to say shoysik amanas l'kayim. There, it does not mean he was mekayim b'libay aksha. K'dem aforish Allah dehi, we'll say later on the fine test, there means something else. U'dechavosei ashkren ba'ashas tu v'trei gavni b'chad lishna. We find many places that Chazal tell us the same loshen, but it means two different things. So Rav Chanina answered, Ella b'shoisik stam. So what does shoisik stam mean? Shaloi gomar b'liboy she'mikuyim me'yato. He was not thinking that it should be mikuyim. V'loi shose gam keino menas lemeket. Ella shosak stam. Shosak stam is called the hakome afilu according to Rav Chanina. So Memele, so that's the teretz that we've answered Rav Iskash. So Bekitzel, so far we have over here, according to Rav Chanina, there's a shosak on menas lemekat is not called the hakome, and therefore he always says as chusapore. According to the chelkim of Rav Chanina, Shosak amanas lemeket is considered a hakome. It's considered kili was making the neder. Shosak stam, according to everyone, is considered a hakome. Mosiv Rav Chisda. Now Rav Chisda asked Akasha and Rav Chanina from another baraisa. Choymer behekem mi behefer. There's a chaymer that a kome has over hafore, u behefer mi behekem. And there's a chaymer that hafore has over hakome. Now he's going to start explaining. Chaymer behekem, what is the chaymer that a kome has over hafore? Shahashtike mikayemes. If he's quiet a whole day, that's considered a hakome. Ve'ein shtike mevatelis. Obo shtike is not considered a bittel of the neder. Shtike is making the neder. Shtike is not mevatel the neder. That's one chayma. Chayma number two. Ki ein beliboy. He thought in his heart to be mekayim the neder. Ki ein. That means he heard of the neder 9 o'clock in the morning, that his wife made a neder, and he thought to be mekayim the neder. Kiyim. So it's a neder. Hofer beliboy, he was made for the neder, he heard the neder 9 o'clock, and he thought in his heart, it's mufa. Ene mufa. So we have two cases, that is a chayma of hakoma over haforin. Shtik is mekayim, shtik is not mevato. Kiyim beliboy is hakoma. Of a beliboy is not a hafore. Case number three is Tamazaya case, which is no chayma one over the other. It's just telling us as follows. Kiyim, if he was making the neder, and yochel hofer, he can't be made for anymore. Hofer, he was made for the neder, and yochel lekai. Fine. This is the barais so far. Now let's go to the first case of the Beraisa. Ketoni, Shahashtike Mikayemes. The Beraisa says, keeping quiet is a hakome. It doesn't mention why he kept quiet. My love, Bishoisik Almanas Lameka. It's speaking about any shtika, Filo Almanas Lameka. So Sakasha and Rav Chanina. So the Gemara says, Loi, b'shoiseik al menas l'kai. It is speaking about, he says, shoiseik al menas l'kai. That means, when he was shoiseik, he had in zinin right away to be making the neder. With his, yeah, like the Gemara, that can't be. Hainu kiyem beliboy. Kiyim beliboy kiyim. That's the second case. The Braisa says two cases. So it can't be that it was making beliboy because that's the second case. So that can be. Elo b'shoiseik stam. So Rabbi Chanina says no. Shashtike mekayemes means if he was shoiseik stam. And so it's no kash on me. B'shoiseik amanas lemekat. Shoisik amanas lemeikat, this is not considered a hakom. Now, let us see Beran. Zok Teran, Shahashtike mikayemes, kol sheshosak kol yoim shmiye. if he was quiet, kol yoyim shmiye, so that's called the hakoma. Again, we see from the Loshna Gemara, it's called the hakoma. Kiyim believe by kiyim. Now, the second case is speaking about that he was mekayim belay. So the Ran says, the chiddush of the second case is, shein tzorech lohitzi b'svosa. He does not have to be making b'peh. Belev is also good. That's the chiddush of the second bov in the Beraisa. Hofer beliboy ainei mufa, but if he was made for the nether beliboy, it's not mufa ad sheyotzi b'svosa. He has to say mufa loch b'peh. V'nire b'einai. So now the Ran says, how do we know this din, that one, there's a difference between hafore and hakome. One can be mekim a nether belief. He thinks it should be mukim, it's mukim. One cannot be mefer a nether belief. You have to say it pepe. V'nire be'enai, how do we know that one can be maker a nether belief? The yalfina lo mishtike di yayim shomoy. We learned this out from the din of shtike b'yoyim shomai, that if a person heard the neder, and he was shoysik the whole day, shehi mikayemes. Now, if a person heard the neder and didn't say anything the whole day, so that's called a kiyum, he was making the neder. The time of my, what is pshat, why is this called a kiyum? Bishum de kivin sha'ova yoim shmiya v'loy hofa. He had a whole day to be meifa, and he wasn't meifa, and he can only be meifa this day. Goli adaita yishuhu reitze b'kiyuma yishal neder. So why wasn't he meifa? Is a raya, he wants the neder. Alme, so why is it considered a hakome? Why is it considered a hakome if he was quiet a whole day? Because I understand. I derive from his shtika, why wasn't he made for the nether? Zariah, he's freedom with the nether. He wants the nether. Shuraitse b'kiyume shal nether. Alme, kol sheveliboy lekaima. He never said a word, but I figured out that that's why he wasn't made for, because he wants to be mekayim the nether. Kosha beliboy lekaim sagi. As long as he wants to be mekayim the nether, he can be mekayim it. El diyoyim lerachmone kol ahu yoyme lahafor. He has a whole day to be mefer. Mishum da'ad da'ar v'shim shalei mukhach midi. That means, if he heard the nether 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, I don't know that he wants the nether. Why wasn't he mefer the nether? He has time a whole day. So, till night, I don't know b'chlal that he wants to be mekayim the nether. Lemuchach midi she'eroitze lekayim. The dilma bosa hochi meifalo. V'kibin, this is the girsa of the Tiferesin. V'kibin, the bosa daite b'lchudas lino. Since we see, we go bosa his das. That means, but if the day passed by, and he wasn't mefer, so we see he wanted the nether. Mino, this is also from the Tiferes scene, it's one that if we see, kibit, v'kiba, the bosser daiti b'chudas lin, since we see we go bosser his das, mino, from this we can derive, the chol shekiyim b'liboy kiyim la'alta, davalei ki'ilu ova yem shmiye. That means, from this halacha, that means if he kept quiet, and at the end of the day, I can figure out why was he quiet the whole day, why wasn't he mefer? So at the end of the day, I see he wants the nether. So this is considered a hakomas haneder. So the Ran says, so from this we can derive, we can derive from this, the chol shekiyim beliboy, if he was mekayim beliboy, he didn't say that he's mekayim the nether, is kiyim lauta, so right away it's hakome. Tavalei ki'ilu ova yom shmiya. By yom shmiya, I see the hakome belev at the end of the day. By hakem beliboy, he was making right away. By Shtika, I don't know Bechlau, that he's nich in the nether till the end of the day. So Memele, this is the Makar that Hakim Belibai Havi Yakomi will learn out from Shtika B'yayim Shomai. V'chiyam rinen hocha hofa Belibai ein hefa, but you cannot be mefa belay. Davkid loy omalot li ochli. That is Davke if he did not tell her, go eat. So then, hafoga belay doesn't help. Avol heicha da omalot hochi, but if he was mefa Belibai, and he told her you should eat now from that what you made a nether on, sagi, so this is sufficient, the Stephen allowed, as we learned before, that Ayin Dalad Amen Beis. Now, we have to know, this Ran is a Shvera Ran. Let us look in Gilyan Ashas. Rabbi Kevegel did not understand this Ran. The second on the Ran, let's see the Gilyan Ashas. Koshali, direct Rabbi Kevegel, or Kaimalon, the af the dvorim shebeleiv lehavi dvorim. Even though we know a klal dvorim shebeleiv, if a person is thinking about something beliboy and he did not express what he's thinking about lehavi dvorim, mikol mokim heicha de muchach vigoli lekoil. But if everyone knows and understands what he's thinking about, Havi Dvorim, then it's called Dvorim. Then it's not called Dvorim Shebelev. Dvorim Shebelev, like Havi Dvorim, is only in a case where no one knows what he's thinking about. But if everyone understands what he's thinking about, so then it's not called Dvorim Shebelev, then it's Havi Dvorim. Kehide Mavreches Uchidoyme. So he gives a marshal of Mavreches. The case of Mavreches is, we had learned in Ksubis such a case. We had learned that, let us say, the halacha is that if a woman became an arusa and she had karkois and she knows the nisun is going to be tomorrow, and if the nisun is going to be tomorrow, so her husband will get a schus achilas peiros and her karkois. That is the right that a husband has, that every karka that his wife possesses after the nisun, he's permitted to eat the peiros. Now, she's frantic. She doesn't want that her husband should eat the payrus. So the day before the nisuin, she goes over to her niece and says, no, I'm giving you this karka. It's your karka. Fine. No, the next day, the husband is after the nisuin. He starts smiling and looking, where's your karkois? I heard you were a well-to-do woman. Everything was given away. Gave away to the niece. No, pa-pow. He gave away to the niece. No, the husband, let's make a stickle scenario about this. The husband was marrying her for her money. Now she doesn't have any karkois. He gives her again. Finished. The whole ASIC is finished. Now she goes over to the niece and says, give me back the karka. So the niece says, you can't give back the karka. What are you talking about? We made a kinyan. You gave me the karka. What do you say, give me back the karka? So the Gemara says, we have to understand, everyone understood, why did she give away the niece to karka? She didn't want to give away the niece to karka. The reason she gave the niece to karka was that the husband shouldn't eat payrus. Everyone understood this. She didn't say one word, but everyone understood this. Now that she got a get, the niece has to go and give back the karka. That's a Gemara in Ksubis. That's called Mavreches, that the reason she gave her niece the karka was she wanted that her husband shouldn't get the karka. Even though not one word was uttered, but everything was understood. Zogt Rabbi Kevege, so we see that the halacha of dvorim shebeleiv, that loy havi dvorim, that I'm thinking about something and don't mention it, it's nothing, that is davke if no one knows what you're thinking about. But if everyone knows your intentions, then dvorim shebeleiv havi dvorim. Imkei, the Ran says, how do we know that Hekim believe Havi Hekim? So the Ran says, because we see if Shtike B'yayim Shomai is considered a Hekim. And why is it considered a Hekim? Because since he wasn't made for the whole day, we see that he's tefriden with the nether. It's nichalei with the nether. So therefore, the Ram derives from this that hu adin, if as soon as I heard of the nether, I was making the nether, it's also called mukim. Fregt Rabbi Kiveger im kein marayim. So how could you learn that hekim believe have a hekim from shasa kol ayoy? The bishasa kol ayoy mashmiye, if he was quiet all day. Donu donim demuchach shuroitze b'kiyume shel neder. There we know. We can see. He was quiet the whole day. He wasn't made for the neder. So there everyone sees shuroitze b'kiyume shel neder. That everyone knows that he wants to be mekayim the neder. That's why he wasn't made for the neder. V'golui lonui kavanosoi. And all of us see his intent and the reason for keeping quiet, because we see he wants the nether. Shemochi habikiyum. That's not called dvarim shebeleif. Everyone knows that he wants to be mekayim the nether. Avo bikiyim beliboy. But in the case of the beraisa, the second case of the beraisa, that beliboy he thought mukim lo. Who knows about it? Who heard about it? Sheinei goli lakel. Have a kechol dvorim shebeleiv deloy mahani. So that dvorim shebeleiv, that doesn't help. V'tzorech iyan godel. So the Rabbi Kiveger says he doesn't begin to understand the Ram. The Ram brought a raya from a posik, that if a person was quiet the whole day, so it's considered a hakomer. And so therefore, who are the, so we see you don't need lahoitzi b'svasov, you don't need this. So the Ram said, who are din? If he said Valiboy Mukim Loch, so it's also good. For example, Kivega is a tremendous chili. If he was quiet the whole day, it's Dvom Shabaliboy Belaiv Kalodim, there's no Sorn of Dvom Shabalaiv. But if Valiboy he was making the nether, then there's a Sorn of Dvom Shabalaiv, he blies by itself he and God. I just like to say over at Teretz that Rab Chaim Oizer says in Achiezer, Chelik Yeredeye, Simen Yutes, Ois Gimel. And Rab Chaim Oizer says as follows. Rab Chaim Oizer says, he brings down a Rashba in Kedushin Dachnun, and he says the Ran holds like the Rashba. And if the Ran holds like the Rashba, so now we'll begin to understand the Ran. The Rashba says one Yesod. The Rashba says as follows. The whole halacha, dvorim shebeleiv loyhavi dvorim, is if dvorim shebeliboy is saisa dvorov shebepeh. That means as follows. A person goes and sells a kalke. I'm selling a kalke. And he's thinking, beliboy, that I'm only selling the kalke, I'll be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. I won't go, be able to go to Eretz Yisrael, I'm not selling the kalke. He didn't tell anybody about this. So, bepiv, he's selling a kalke stop, without any conditions. Beliboy, he's thinking only if I'll be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. Dvorim, shebeleiv, that saisa, piv, that's nothing. That means, the lev, these dvorim are not the koyach to be soisa dvorim shebepid. That's the din dvorim shebelev lehavi dvorim. But, zok the Rashba, if a person saw that a nozer is coming, and he said, hey, I want to become, hey, so he becomes a nozer. He wants to become a nozer. So the Rashba says maybe he wanted to be mekabel tainis. Say, hey, it's good, a good lotion for tainis also. So because in his heart he didn't think tainis. He thought he wanted to become a nozer. So the Rashba before there's takasha, but it's dvorim shebeleiv. He didn't say he wants to be a nozer. Maybe he wants to be mekabel tainis. So the Rashba says if the dvorim shebeleiv is not soisa anything, Dvorim shebeleiv have a dvorim. That's Yisoy Dalet. That's the Shitas HaRashba, Amoyer Deke Rashba. He says, the whole din dvorim shebaleim lehave dvorim, it is not dvorim to be sois or something. But if it's not sois or anything, it's not contradicting anything, then the leiv can also speak. Zogt the Rab Chaim Oizer. So Rab Chaim Oizer says as follows. The Ran had to bring a raya hekim, beleiv have a hekim. What was bothering him? There's no problem with dvorim shebaleiv over here. He says or anything. He's making beleiv. So why did the Ran have to look for a raya, the hekim beleiv have a hekim? He says, you know why the Ran had to look for a raya? Because the Ran had a havamina. That if I make him a nether, hakomas a nether is like making a nether. The Gemara says before, yeshayla behekim, you can be shayla an hakomah because hakomah is equivalent to a nether. Just like there's a din shayla by a nether, hakomas a nether is considered like I'm making a nether. So it has dinei nedarim. So I would think hakomah needs levate bisfosayim. Just like you can't make a nether believe, you can be making a nether belay. Because hakomas a nether is equivalent to asiyas a nether. I'm making her nether. That was the Ran's problem. Maybe you need bitus for saying by a comet. And dvorim shebelev, the Ran bechlal didn't have a problem. Why should there be dvorim shebelev? He's not being sois or anything. Now the only problem the Ran had, maybe you need bitus for saying, maybe you have to speak out to a comet. It's considered like you're making her net. Maybe you need bitus for saying. Zok the Ran. You know, shtike b'yayim shama is also a comment. Did he speak out that he's being mekayim the nether? No. So you see that hakoma does not need lohitzi b'svoso. That was the shakla v'talya of the Ran. Now, zogt Rab Chaim Oizer weiter, Rab Chaim Oizer says as follows. That is by hakoma. By hafore, if he's made for her nether, that dvorim shebelev won't help, because it's soisa dvoreo. Lev cannot be soisa. Can't be soisa what he's saying, it can't be soisa what she made either. So therefore, hafore shebelev lehavi hafore, you know why? Because there is a chason of dvorim shebelev, because it's soisa haneda. Zokteran, but if he said tliva ochli, he thought to be meifa, and then he said, I would like you to eat from what you made a nether. So then from this statement, I see that he was made for the nether. That's what he's telling her to eat. Then it's dvorim shebelibay belev kol adam, and then there's no chsaron of dvorim shebelev. That is what, that is how Rab Chaim Oizer says pshat in this Ran. So, That's how he's mavayer this Ram. I'm mavayer the Keram. So the Gemara says further, now let's see the Ram further. Kaim and Yochel Hofer and Yochel Lekaim. Loha Milse, Lechemire Akoma Meyafore, Bleyafore Meyakome, Velav Mishim Choymen Noctino, Alakiven Dashminen Dine Hakome Vafore, since he was speaking about Dinei Hakoma Vafore, he mentions this thing also. My love is Shoisa Kamanas Lamaitik, Afilomakit, Afilochiktoni, Shashtike Mekayem is Kol Shaova Yom Shmiya. Loi be Shoisa Kamanas Lakaim, she a nether Mekuya Meyato. So the Gemara asked, that's the second case, Kaim Beliboy Kaim. So my answer is speaking about Shoy Sixta. Now, let us go a little further. Ashkechon choymer behekem ibef. Now, the Baraisa said that in other cases, hakome is more choma than hafore. In other cases, hafore is more choma than hakome. So the Gemara says, Ashkechon choymer behekem ibefer. Behefer mi behekem mi nolom. Nolom does not mean how do we know this. What is the case that hafore is more chomer than hakome? Amar Rabbi Yochanan nisholim al hahekem, vein nisholim al hahefer. that there's a din shaila on hakome. We had mentioned before, the reason is because hakome is like asiyas haneder. So just like there's a chiddush ha-teira, you could be mefer. Just like there's a chiddush ha-teira, you could be mefer, you could be shaila on nedarim, you could be shaila on hakomes nedarim. Bein ishalem alehecha. Let us see the Ran. So the Ran, Chaymer behefa minolom, lav davki minolom, the leboy elamayni, not the kashas, how do we know this? What is the case that a forest is more chomer than a kome? Oysoi chaymer, my new oysoi chaymer shall a forest, nisholom ala hekem, shim hekem, yochel ishoil olov, ba isa yem shmiyem, if he was mekem, he could be shoil yem shmiyem, viyochel lahofer boy bayem. Ein Shalom ala hefer, there's no din shayla an hefer, shim hefer, shuv ein yochel li shoyl levatel oisei hafor, there's no din shayla to be mevatel hafor. Okay, so the vowel, we didn't shlug up Rab Chanina yet. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mosiv Rab Kahane. So Rab Kahane asked now on Rab Chanina no de kashe. Vim Hachesh Yachesh Lo Isha. Now, I'd just like to mention the Barais is bringing down a posik. I'd like just to mention how the flow of the posik goes. The posik says as follows: Vim Hachesh Yachesh Lo Isha Miyoyim Al Yoyim. If her husband kept quiet when he heard the neder. Vehekim es kol nidoreho. So he was making the older nidorim by keeping quiet. Then the posik ends, Hekim oisam ki hechish lo biyoim shomai. He was making the nether because he was quiet biyoim shomai. Now, we have to realize, when we're mad as edra, this problem, so the Pasuk says, the Pasuk seems very repetitious and we don't appreciate what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk, again, the Pasuk says, Vim hachesh yachesh lo isha, a kefal aloshen, hachesh shall be quiet, yachesh lo isha was quiet, miyoyim oyoyim, vehekim es kol nidareh. So it was make him all the nidareh. And then the pasuk ends, Hekim oisam, he was making the nedarim, ki hechish la b'yayim shamay, because he was quiet. That is the pasuk. That is the pasuk in Samat Islamat, pasuk Yudbeg. That is the pasuk. Now let us see how the drasha goes. Mosiv Rav Kahane, v'im hechish yachish la isha. B'shoisik al menas lemeket akosov medata. So this posik is speaking about shoisik al menas lemeket, and it says in this posik, so the posik ends, im hachesh yachesh lo isha, vehekim es kol nedarer. So we see that shtike al menas lemeket is a hakome. B'shoisik al menas lemeket akosov medata. Ata oimer b'shoisek al menas lemeket. Oy ein ela b'shoisek al menas lekaim. And shoisek al menas lekaim here, the Ran says, mean that the reason he was quiet the whole day because Vakelt, he decided not to be mefer. And the reason he wasn't mefer because he decided to be mekaim the nether. How do you, that's called the hakome. But how do you know shoisek al menas lemeket is called the hakome? So the Gemara says, no, that's the safe of the posik. Shu'oima, ki hechish lo, the end of the posik ends by saying, heikim oiso ki hechish lo b'yoyim shomoy. So that's speaking about, arei b'shoisa kamanas l'kayim akos of medaba. So what is the beginning of the posik speaking about? Omani mekayim im hachish yachish lo isho. So, Rav Chanina is upgefreit. We have over here The Pasuk, the beginning of the Pasuk says, Shtike is a Hakome. The end of the Pasuk says, Shtike is a Hakome, and the Pasuk is not repetitious, so we're talking about two types of Shtike. The end of the Pasuk is speaking about Shoisek Amanas Lekayim, and the beginning of the Pasuk is speaking about Shoisek Amanas Lemeket. In both of them have a Din Hakome. So the Gemara says, listen, you have two psukim, and both shtikis have a din hakome, so what's the kasha in Rab Chanina? V'lukim ho b'shoisik al menas l'kayim. Ho b'shoisik menas l'kayim. Ho b'shoisik stam. That means you have two psukim. Rab Chanina is also made the shoisik stam is called a hakome. Shoisek amanas lemeket is not called akome, but shoisek stam is called akome. So Mamela, let us say that it's speaking about shoisek stam. The beginning of the pasuk is speaking about shoisek stam, and the end of the pasuk is speaking about shoisek amanas lekayim. So the Gemara says that's no etzer. Kroy yisei riksivi. There's a third pasuk. It says nimhachesh yachesh. It's the pasuk says "Bimachish Yachish Laisha." So it's speaking about three shtikas. So what's the third shtika speaking about? Shoisik al menas lemeket. So memele is Rab Chanina is of gefregt. Zoktera. Shuay meki hechish lo alei b'shoisik al menas lekayim. Amanas l'kayim here means not the way we said before, and I in Chesam at Beis that he was making right away. Amanas l'kayim l'achas man. That means if he's quiet the whole day, so by the end of the day we see he wanted to be mekayim. Shedatoi sheyiskayim. He wants it to be yiskayim. Sheyavel yom shmiyah. If the whole day passes by and he's not made, because he wants to be mekayim. Not that he wants to be mekayimid right now. How could he be made for the whole day? He had mentioned this before. Don't be misled, even though it's the same lotion. They're two different meanings. So the Gemara said, so what's the problem? Maybe the first pasuk is speaking about shoisik stam, and the second pasuk is speaking about shoisik amanas lekayim. So the Gemara answered, "Kroy yisayri ksivi, tlosa kroy ksivi." There are three psukim: hachresh, yachresh, trei, ki hechresh lo, atlosa. So there are three psukim. If there are three psukim, so kochoch, one is coming, shoisek amanas lemeket. Now I'd like to mention one vote. We started off the shiur by saying, Rab Aaron says this, Bichas Avrom, Bodo L'chaim and Bichas Avrom says this, that we see from our Gemara that Shoisek Amanas Lemekat Rechoylekan Rab Chanina. Shoisek Stam is called a Hakome. It's called a Hakome. The Gemara called it Shashtike Mikayemes. But now we see more than that. The Pasuk calls it a Hakome. Vim Hachish Yachish Lo Isha Miyoyim Al Yoyim Vehekim es kol nidorel. And we're saying this is speaking about Shoisek Amanas Lemeket. So now let us be little Elah. So the Pasuk is telling us he's quiet. Why is he quiet? Because he wants to get her nervous. That's why he's quiet. He has no intentions. He has intentions. He wants to be made for the nether. He's going to be made for the nether tomorrow. But he's quiet now because he wants to get her nervous. And the Pasuk says, this is called the Hakomet. He was making the nether. And Shoisek Stam is also called he was making the nether. And the third pasuk is speaking about that shoyse kamanas l'kayim. There, we understand he's making the neder. Because why wasn't he meifer? Because he's nich in the neder. That's the third case. These are the three cases. So, I'd like to say one vote, perhaps pshat in chumash. The first two hakomis, the Bichas Avram calls this agzeiras hakosav dika hakomis. Rabaran, which is the choichet very much. I mean, he was making the nether. He was quiet. He wanted to make her nervous. That's why he was quiet. He was making the nether. He wanted to be made for the nether. The Torah says that's called the hakom. So that's the gzeres hakos of the kakom. Shoistik stam is also gzeres hakos of the kakom. Why was he quiet there? Kashaf abayse. He had no legitimate, he was quiet, finished. He didn't do it. He didn't want to get involved. But, also, there was no reason. The third case is speaking about that. There we see that. Why wasn't he mefer? He was involved in the nether. He heard the nether. Why wasn't he mefer? It's a raya. He wants the nether. And from this third pasuk, the Ran learns out of, I make him believe it's also good. Here, Taki, we see a positive akoma. This is not a gzeres akosim dika akoma, the third akoma. This is a positive akoma. Where do we see this in the posik? So I think there's a moiridike diuk in the posik. The first two shtikas, the akoma is after the hachesh. Bim hachesh, yachesh lo isha mi yoim al yoim. If he was shaitik, the hekim is called nidara. This shtika is a hakom. That means we're starting off. What did he do? He was quiet. That's what he did. And the Torah says, you're quiet, the hekim is called nidara. That is a hakom. You had no kavanah to be making. This came in the sun. By being quiet, the hekim is called nidara. The third case, it says, Hekim Oisa, he was making, Ki Hechish Lo B'Yoyim Shomai. Here we're saying, we started off, he was making. How do you know he was making? Because he was quiet the whole day. So the third Pasuk is speaking about, it's Meiradik Meduyik. This is Taka Hakome, he wants the nether. He was making the nether. How do we know he wanted the nether? Kovaharaya, Ki Hechish Lo B'Yoyim Shomai. This is the shtike, this shtike is a raya that he was making the nether. Let us go further. Mosiv Rove, Nodro im chasheicho. We had learned in the Mishnah, Nodro im chasheicho. She made a nether, Shabbos, right before night. So the Mishnah says, Meifa lo, so you're permitted to be Meifa the Neder, Achaloi Chashecha, till it becomes night. And the Mishnah is saying a Chiddush, that even though the Hafore is not Letzeirach Shabbos, this Neder is not Letzeirach Shabbos, Sheim loy Heifer, so the Mishnah says, because if he will not be made for now, the choshcha will become night, and yochel lahokel. So he won't be able to be made for anymore. So the Mishnah tells us that Chazal permitted him to be made for nedorim sheloy letzayrach Shabbos, which is a chiddush, not allowed to be matter nedorim sheloy letzayrach Shabbos, but there were matter to be made for nedorim sheloy letzayrach Shabbos. Because if not, he'll lose his koyach hafore. Amai, like the Gemara, if the whole reason he's not being mefer is because Chazal did not permit him to be mefer, lehevi ki shoysik al manas lemeket. So this should be equivalent to shoysik al manas lemeket. That means, Rab Chanina had said, if a person is shoysik, for a different reason whatsoever, he shaysik, he wants to make her nervous. So that is not considered a common. So the same thing, if a person is shaysik, because the Chazal told him not allowed to be mefer, since it's shalel tzer Shabbos, it also shouldn't be considered a komet. So why is he mefer? Why do we permit him to be mefer in Shabbos? Let's wait mitzvah Shabbos. It's tiyufta. So this is a tiyufta on Rab Chanina. Let us see the Ram. Mosiv Rove, Nodrim Chashaych, Avogab di Toysim Chodezimnim. So the Ram says, we slugged up Rab Chanina already. Meisvinin Aleisu. Penavkimine, the Mashkechinen Peruke Bahid Aleel. Why do you have to slug him up 10 times? Because if you'll find the terror to the previous Bekashe, Akati have a hach tiyufte, so we have another tiyufte. What does it say in the Mishnah? She'im loy hofer v'choshra ein yocha lahofer. Taim ayoy, l'may de mefirim b'shabbos. Why are you permitted to be made for b'shabbos? Afilo shaloy l'tzer shabbos, there's no need for it. V'fi shashoy veres, you won't have time. Lady can appreciate his love, because lady can be made for. But my levy can show you to come and ask to make it. Let it be like show you to come and ask to make it. The yom of show you to come and ask to make it. Motzi meifam. Visha oisa akom aloi oisa aldashi yiskayim anedem. Why are you saying that that's not called a hakomet? Because he had no intentions to be kind to another. Koshkin the abo omri rabbonon the ene meifam the dorim. He was quiet because the Rabbanon told him not to be mefer. The Rabbanon told him to be quiet. She'ein l'tzorech haShabbos. Avim otzel mefer mishach sheicha. That means if he's forced not to be mefer, so tzichin akol d'akomet. Tamei d'shosik b'Shabbos la mishum kiyam, el nimsh el amibnesh le'yoyocha la'ofa. El avadi mashme d'chol shtike mekayemes, not like Rab Chanina. Mosiv Ravashi. One more kasha. We learned as follows. Yodeya ani, a husband said, Sheyesh nedorim, I know my wife made nedorim. Avo eini yodeya sheyesh mefirim. But I did not know that I'm the koyach to be made for the nedorim. That means he heard the nedorim, the whole day passed by, then at night already, someone asked him, well, why weren't you made for the nether? Why? I can be made for the nether. Why didn't, now you wake up? Why didn't you tell me before? So Memele, so Yofer, so that's not called Yom Shoma. He never, Yom Shoma, you have to be aware of the nether, plus that you have a koyach for it. And then, it has a dinakome. What if he says, Yodei ani sheyesh mefirim? I knew that I could be mefer. Havaleini yedeya shezeh neder. I knew I could be, I didn't realize that this was a neder. So they have a machloikas tanoim. That meir oimer lo yofer. That meir says, you can't be mefer. That's called yom shomay already. You knew you could be mefer. So the meila, you should have been mefer. That's called yom shomay. Chomim oim reim yofer. Like the gemore, ba'amai. It means, afilu it's called Yom Shomoy, according to Rameyam, but the reason he was shoysik was not because he wanted the nether, he was shoysik because he didn't know that it was a nether. So this shouldn't be worse than shoysik amenas lemeket, according to Rav Chanina, it's not called that comment. His tiyufte is upkefrek Rav Chanina. Let us see the Rav. Mosiv Ravashi, Yodeya ni sheyesh nedorim, shenedorim shenodrisha b'nedorim, avay nidei sheyesh mefirim, b'yoyim sheshamati, when I heard the neder, lo yayisi yodeya shabal yochel lohofa nidre ishtei klal, I was unaware that a bal could be made for the nedorim of his wife, yofel, b'seich oisai yoyim, so he can be made for later, b'seich oisai yoyim shalom at shabal yochel lohofa. That day that he learned that a bal could be mefer, do yom havalei l'didei yom shmiyim. That day is called, now I heard the neder. Now that I know that I could be mefer, so now that's called yom shmiyim. Avalat hashtaloi, but till now the mikra yom shmiyim, el b'sheyedei yadinei yafore. Aval eini yedei yesh neder, אבל אין לי ידע שזה נדר, שזה מן הנדורים שהבעל מאיפה. אמר אם אלא יופר, אחר יום שמיה, וכיוון שידע יהוא שהבעל מאיפה נדרי אישתוי, מקרי יום שמיה. As long as he knows that הבעל could be מאיפה, that's what he called יום שמיה. וחומים ואימרים יופר, וכיוון שלא יודע, עבור את נדר זה, I didn't know that this was a נדר that he could be מאיפה, no husband could be מאיפה. במקרה יום שמיה, ממיסה דשויסק אמנס למקד מיפה, מה היום הרמי אלו יופה, דאי אלו שוסק, אלו משום שלו יויה ידעי שיופה לא הופה. The reason he was quiet is not because he wanted the nether, he thought he didn't know that he could be מיפה, because he didn't know there was a nether. לוי כשויסק אמנס למקד, עד כאן לפליגי לבון אלי דרמיה, אלא משום דצביר אלו דלי הווי ישמיה. אבל הווי ישמיה מוי דלי דלי יופה. אלא בעדי משמע, דשויסה כמנס למקד למוצים איפה. הילקח נקטינן דשויסה כמנס למקד כסתם דלי מוצים איפה. אלא ביום שמיה בלבד, ושויסה כמנס לקיים לאלתר, שוב איני יופה להופר ואפילו בוי ביום.